Ezekiel chapter 13.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who are prophesying. Say to those who prophesy out of their own imagination, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, alas for the senseless prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Your prophets have been like jackals among ruins, O Israel. You have not gone up into the breaches, or repaired a wall for the house of Israel, so that it might stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned falsehood and lying divination. They say, says the Lord, when the Lord has not sent them, and yet they wait for the fulfillment of their word. Have you not seen a false vision or uttered a lying divination when you have said, says the Lord, even though I did not speak? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have uttered falsehood and envisioned lies, I am against you, says the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They shall not be in the council of my people, nor be enrolled in the register of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because in truth, because they have misled my people, saying, peace, when there is no peace. And because when the people build a wall, these prophets smear whitewash on it. Say to those who smear whitewash on it that it shall fall. There will be a deluge of rain. Great hailstones will fall and a stormy wind will break out. When the wall falls, will it not be said to you, where is the whitewash you smeared on it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, in my wrath I will make a stormy wind break out, and in my anger there shall be a deluge of rain, and hailstones in wrath to destroy it. I will break down the wall that you have smeared with whitewash and bring it to the ground so that its foundation will be laid bare. When it falls, you shall perish within it, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus I will spend my wrath upon the wall and upon those who have smeared it with whitewash, and I will say to you, the wall is no more, nor those who smeared it, the prophets of Israel who prophesied concerning Jerusalem and saw visions of peace for it, when there was no peace, says the Lord God. As for you, mortal, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own imagination. Prophesy against them and say,
thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew bands on all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every height in the hunt for human lives. Will you hunt down lives among my people and maintain your own lives? You have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, putting to death persons who should not die and keeping alive persons who should not live by your lies to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I am against your bands with which you hunt lives. I will tear them from your arms and let the lives go free, the lives that you hunt down like birds. I will tear off your veils and save my people from your hands. They shall no longer be prey in your hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because you have disheartened the righteous falsely, although I have not disheartened them, and you have encouraged the wicked not to turn from their wicked way and save their lives, therefore you shall no longer see false visions or practice divination. I will save my people from your hand. Then you will know that I am the Lord.